I'm going to give him a massive round of applause straight away, Jim. Please welcome our Wild Goose Chase dual winners, Annalise from Goodwood, Shauna from Signet. Welcome to the studio, girls.
Hello.
Welcome, both of you. Shauna, thank you so much for coming in. Annalise, thank you so much for coming in. Sorry there was a bit of a carry-on from us and we're a little bit late to this. It's been a big hour, Jim. It has been a big hour.
It has. We were just talking there sort of off-air behind the scenes. It was such a beautiful moment. We're going to play the audio now and then we'll have a chat about it just in case you did miss it on Friday. But on Friday, just after we'd given Shauna $10,000, this happened.
Just a question.
Certainly.
Do you keep a log of past callers?
Do we keep a log of past callers?
Yeah.
You mean like winners or people who've called?
No, people who rang in today.
I think you could go into the system, but we haven't kept it today. Like, there's just been people calling and calling.
Why is that, Shauna?
Because there was a lady, I think her name was Annalise, and she got through twice, and she was the first person who guessed the Moven pick, and she was really needing the money. And I wondered if I could give $2,000 of it to her.
Oh, my God.
You are correct.
It's your money. You can do whatever you want with that, Shauna.
Yeah, well, if she rings into you, she can have $2,000 of it, because $8,000 is fine.
Shauna, you can tell Annalise what's happened.
Annalise, I won the $10,000, but I want to give you $2,000 of it, because you sounded like you needed... You sounded like you needed a break, mate.
Yeah, oh my God, yes I do.
Annalise, what do you want to say to Shauna?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
How bad I needed this is we can't even afford to eat weekly at the moment. That's so bad.
I got that impression from your voice, so I thought if I won this and I made a deal with myself that if I got through and I won it, I would give you $2,000.
Thank you so much.
Guys,
oh,
that is phenomenal. I'm blown away.
And we're all crying again.
I got to apologise to Annalise because, Annalise, you were just like, I put makeup on, I'm not going to cry. And then cries straight away. I'll chat to you, Shauna. I'd love to sort of go through. So you were listening, and I'll be honest, I said it on Friday. Nathan and I were very upset because we love having a laugh here on the show. It's what it's about. And unfortunately, with the T's and C's, and we were finding out that we couldn't give it to Annalise in that moment when she was the one who figured out the Moven pick.
Yeah.
Instantly, did you think, if I got through, I'll give her some money?
Yeah, because, at that point, I mean, I was just driving back from the hairdresser, so I was going...
Hair looks great.
Your hair looks stunning, by the way.
So I was just going to do bank stuff and normal stuff. And when I was listening to the radio, I was like, oh, that's the person who's got it. And I'm like, that's great, because that's the person who needs it. And so as far as I was concerned, that was it. And then it didn't happen because of the room number stuff. And so I just went about my business and did stuff. And I didn't even realise it was still going to be on when I was driving home. So when I was driving home, suddenly it was room numbers. And I was like, oh, actually, if I hang around long enough... and there's a fair ride drive to Signet.
Shout out to everybody in Signet.
There might be a chance. I just followed it along and it was the few wrong guesses and suddenly I knew what it was. And I was like, oh, so I was screaming off to the side of the road to basically, to answer it. But I dialed the wrong phone number twice. and I'm getting like this it cannot be connected. And I'm like, what's happening? And then I dialed, because I dialed it wrong. And then I got through. I never ever thought, given the delay of when they said ring in that I would even get through.
Well, this is the thing. Thousands, we don't have the exact count, but it was well into the thousands of people were calling between those times.
People were screenshotting and they were calling 600, 800, 900 times and didn't get through once. And then, we go back to Annalise, you got in twice. And then
they rang nearly 2,000 times.
2,000 times. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Annalise, I mean, I know this is such a beautiful moment. We know how emotional we all are with this. The moment that you got the phone call and you did you know kind of what was happening, or you were a bit confused? And what did you think when I think, was it producer Grace that called you after Shauna had said, can we try and get Annalise on the phone?
I can't even remember the whole situation, honestly. Like, Yeah, I was in shock. I didn't know what was going on. And I was trying to deal with my son. He, you know, made a mess in the laundry with Cocoa Pops everywhere and milk. So I was like, yeah, frustrated with that as well. And then I'm like, why are they calling me? What's going on? Everyone's sending me messages, you know, trying to call the house phone and everything. And they're like, answer your phone. And I'm like, okay, like, what's happening? People calling my partner at work, you know? And it's like, yeah. So, yeah, it was a shock.
Yeah. And how did you feel when, I mean, Shauna was the one who delivered the news to you. Describe that moment when Shauna said she was going to give you $2,000.
I just dropped. I didn't know what to say because nothing like this happens to me. And I give to my family, and I support so many people, and just, I've been waiting for, you know, good karma to come my way. That's and it's come. God. Oh my God.
Look,
I'm going to look horrible in city, God.
Annalise, I don't want to give too much away. We're going to go to a song. Mm. And some more good karma is going to come your way next.
Yeah, we've got some more good karma after this. So what we're going to do, we'll go to a song. We're going to go to All American Rejects now. let's all reapply our makeup. And when we come back, more from Shauna and Annalise, of course, off the back of the Wild Goose Chase, where we're giving away $10,000. Two of it was donated to Annalise. We'll do it after this. It's Jimmy and I. We are still joined by our dual Wild Goose Chase winners. Another round of applause. Annalise from Goodwood and Shauna from Signic. Ladies, thank you so much for sticking around. Quick recap, of course. Shauna, you were the one who did discover us, where we were, our exact location. You won $10,000. And then in one of the most beautiful moments of radio, you decided to give $2,000 to Annalise, of course, who was the first person to guess the move and pick, and, of course, somebody who definitely needs the money. Guys, we're going to rip it off like a Band-Aid. Of course, we've kept you guys around here for too long already. We've made you cry. I feel bad for both of you. I want to read an email, okay? I'm going to read you both an email that I got on Friday night. So this is at home, exhausted, still getting feathers out of my face, dressed as a goose. This is an email I got, okay? I'm just going to read it to both of you. 7:30 p.m. Hi, Jimmy, Nathan, producer Grace. Listening to your program this afternoon, I was touched by the generosity of the winner, Shauna, and the family circumstances of Annalise. Strictly on the condition that follows, I wish to make an anonymous donation directly to Annalise's bank account. The condition is that you call her on air, or we brought her in, even better, to advise her of an anonymous donation to her family of $6,000, which will match Shauna's winnings, and they both get $8,000. Currently, Annalise is on the ground shaking.
That's so good.
We can take your time. I will go to you, Shauna. It was Annalise who discovered us, yes, where we were in the Movenpick. Mm. But was it more the fact when she was talking about her circumstances, she was struggling, that's a reason why you wanted to give that money?
It was both.
Yeah.
Because I have a strong sense of fairness.
I love that.
And yeah, she found it first. And everybody else who guessed that piggybacked off what she'd done. And I don't know that $2,000 makes a massive difference to someone's circumstances in the sense of it being a massive thing. But I felt that it was fair. I started the day without $10,000. I started the day without $8,000 and had a pretty good day. So it was only a bonus to me. And I felt it was right to share the windfall.
And you doing that has now inspired someone else to then match. So you both now have $8,000.
Mm.
That, again, we were just talking off air, that these good deeds, you doing that has inspired someone else to do good as well.
Mm. In a world where it's pretty average news constantly all the time at the moment, both you two just, I mean, you've blown us away every single time. I mean, and Annalise, $6,000 on top of the two that you've already got. That's $8,000.
It's just paid out all my bills. All of it. We can start saving for a house and God, we could take the kids somewhere, you know, even just at the park and things like that. I don't have petrol and things to do that sort of stuff. I don't have anything.
Before this Wild Goose Chase, you told us that you were struggling to put food on the table for your kids.
The other week, they were eating cereal 3 times a day for a couple of days because of COVID hit us and my partner couldn't work. And I had to get on the helping the homeless. I felt so embarrassed. I felt ashamed asking, but I was desperate because we had no money. And it's just, God. Oh,
my God. I'm going to give you both another massive round of applause. This round of applause goes to Hobart as well.
We've been inundated with messages, and we replayed it on the Saturday show, not because, you know, it was more than radio. It was about, you know, human beings doing something nice for one another. And the amount of messages that we've got from other people being inspired to give to others, to help to others, to volunteer, whatever it is been overwhelming. And I just, you know, Annalise just said before that, you know, you've been waiting on some good karma, mate. And here you are. You've... Some good karma's coming your way.
And I can tell you, Annalise, that $6,000 is ready to go and will be transferred straight to your account.
Oh, God, not swear.
Hey, I reckon people will forgive us.
It's our last week on radio. I mean, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do? Forrest, take us off?
It's f***ing good news.
Jim, you're in trouble now.
Do I press
you're
the button?
Fired.
Nah, it's fine. There'll be Sal getting in trouble. It's fine. I'll wear it. This is honestly this is more than our radio show. This is the greatest thing that I've been a part of is as a human being in my entire life. The generosity of others knows no bounds. It inspires others to do great. I mean, here you are, you know, with now $8,000.
And I just want to say, if people see people smiling and laughing and. It's like what you say about mental health. It's ask them if they're okay because I'm like that. I'm like that every day and I help people and I support people and everything and ask if they're okay. But then I go home and I just cry and then, you know, my kids say, you know, what's wrong, Mum? It's okay. Like I can focus on doing stuff for my kids and that, not worrying in the back of my head there's bills, there's stress and that because I'm always stressed, I'm always tired, I'm always angry and I can... You know, I go to bed of a night time and I say, God, I should have done this with my kids. Why was I angry today? What, you know, I feel like a failure, you know, I just
want you to know as someone, you know, and I've been very open on the show about my battles with depression, anxiety and mental health. I've done that. I've gotten home and beaten myself up. And I just, if you could do one thing for me, please don't do that. Please. I know from other people who know you, who have messaged us, you go above and beyond for your family. And the last thing I want you doing is when you go to bed, beating yourself up about what you should or could have done. It doesn't matter, mate. You're doing everything. You're giving everything.
Annalise, you've got $8,000. To take home to your family, Shauna. I mean, you know, you've got $8,000 to take home to your family. Another massive round of applause for both of you guys.
We do have a big novelty check, but we only have one. So I'll show you.
Yeah, and also, the beauty of radio is no one else can see it. But I tell you what, that is a big novelty check. And it's also, it's written in whiteboard marker. So change it to like a 50 if you want, whatever you want to do. Annalise, Shauna, thank you so much to both of you for creating what was not just a beautiful moment in radio, but a beautiful moment for Hobart and a beautiful moment for humanity. We love you both, and both of you, a massive congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.